Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Well, praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful, the truths that we have to sing about? Praise God. Well, as usual, we kind of need the Lord this morning, don't we? He always puts us in a place where we don't have in ourselves what it takes, but we have everything we need in Him. And I just praise Him for His love and His mercy, for all that He's done. None of it is based on us and our worthiness. It's all based on Him. So to Him be the glory. Well, I've had the Lord kind of talk to me about needs that I have, but I'm also very aware that I'm not the only one, that there are certain truths that we need to grow in if we're going to grow up and be all that He wants us to be. And most of the time, they're not new and exciting doctrines that just kind of tickle our intellect, but they're very practical things that the Lord desires that we walk in. But anyway, my mind was drawn to a very familiar scripture, and I'll just read it, but always the emphasis is a little different, and yet I believe it's truth we've heard many times, but need to walk in. Because most of the time there are things that we've heard, but we don't really, really, really walk in it like the Lord wants us to. And it's not a matter of condemnation, it's a matter of kind of growing up and learning. I'm so glad the Lord is merciful to us and knows right where we're at. And He's not a hard taskmaster. He's a loving Father. So anyway, the familiar passage, and I'll go ahead and just read it first, and it's in Philippians 4. We've heard it so many times. And I just want to emphasize, you know, one particular area in it, particularly, I should say. Rejoice in the Lord, verse 4 of chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and God, the God of peace, will be with you. And I guess the thing that came to my mind earlier in the week as I was just meditating and looking to the Lord was a very simple thing. You know, we've heard it so many times about in verse 6 about not being anxious about anything. But there is the next phrase, and I think it came to me out of the King James Version, but in everything. There's something that follows in not just some things, in everything. And it kind of focused my mind on what the Lord is desiring from me and from every one of us. It's that we walk with Him, that we have a personal relationship with Him that is not just on Sunday morning, not just praying when something comes up and we feel a need. There is a constant sense of communication. It doesn't mean we're jabbering all the time, but it does mean that there's an open channel where we're talking to the Lord, and it's not just about the big issues of life or thanks for the food, Lord. We go through a form so many times. So much of what we do is like, well, here's our religion. Here's what we do. We show up on Sunday morning, and we say our prayers in the morning, and we go through a form of thanking the Lord for the food and asking Him to bless it, and that's kind of it. And I believe the Lord hungers, longs, not to be our taskmaster, but He longs to actually be with us. Can you imagine such a thing? The God of all creation the power, the purity, the holiness, the greatness of this God actually wants to spend time with you and me? But that's what this is about, I believe, with all my heart. The Lord was just trying to focus my attention, saying, Lord, saying, Phil, I, you need to spend more time with me. And it's not a matter of, okay, let's go into my closet and I got to mumble a bunch of more words. It's I want you to live with an awareness that I'm there. I'm with you all the time. And I want us to be able to talk to one another. And like I say, it's not just a whole lot of words that go back and forth, but it's an openness where I sense him in his presence. And it's not an emotion, it's not a feeling that I've got to have all the time, but it's the reality, it's the faith in the reality that what he says is true. Look how he leads into this. What are the words right before, do not be anxious? Where is the Lord? Is he off somewhere? Because we just don't feel something or we don't see things. We interact with our world by what we see and what we feel in an outward sense. But Paul wants everyone to be reminded, regardless of what you feel and what you even see, what you might be going through at the moment, there's a simple truth that we need to always reckon on, and that is the Lord is near. Did he not say that he would never leave us or forsake us? Praise God, there's something about the relationship that God desires with his people that we miss. It's not just a God who wants to give us a better life and give us rules to live by and then take us to a nice place one day. This is a God who actually wants to spend time with us and have us look to him and enjoy his presence, not endure it. He doesn't want us just going through the right emotions and believing the right ideas and all of that thing, all of those things. But he wants us to talk to him about how many things? All things, everything. In everything, I think other translations say, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. There's a sense that he wants me to live with that I don't have what it takes, but he actually wants to walk through life with me. Does he care about the little things in your life or just the big decisions? And otherwise, it's all up to you. You just go do your thing. And if you got a problem, okay, then you come to me, but you know, I'll try to break away from my busy schedule and I'll try to pay attention to little old you. No. He is with you and me every single moment of every single day. You know, how would it be if you had a friend, somebody important in your life, and they were with you all the time, but most of the time you didn't even pay attention to them? They might as well not be there. You just kind of ignore them. You talk to your other friends and you go around and you do your stuff and they're there, but you know, maybe once a day, oh, hi, nice to see you. How would that person feel? But here is God's the focus of his being. He created us. He gave us new birth with his own life. We are his sons and daughters. He walks with us through this crazy world with one aim in mind, and we've talked about this so many times, to prepare us to live eternally with him. And of course, there's so many needs that we have, and he knows all about that, doesn't he? Is he concerned about the little things? How many testimonies have we heard over the years of somebody who just loses their keys, can't find them? And they look, and they look, and they look, and they look, and then find, Lord, please help me find my keys. And the Lord leads them right to where they're at. You know, I was thinking, I wish I could remember the details. It doesn't really matter, I guess. But most of you remembered Brother Jim Petrie. He was pretty handy with a whole lot of practical things. And he testified that there was one day when he was struggling to figure out, how can I make this thing that I want to make happen work? How can I construct you know, whatever it was. I don't remember all the details. And he just wrestled and wrestled. How can I do this? And finally, well, Lord, you know how to do it. Please help me figure this out. And the Lord just dropped a picture in his mind and boom. And it was just right. Do you really actually believe that the God of all creation wants to walk with you, that he cares about the details of your life? What do we have in Scripture that reminds us of that simple fact? The hairs of our head. There goes number 60,120. Some of you come out on top, I know. That's perfectly all right. The Lord keeps track of all those things, and he knows exactly what he's doing. But if he cares about the hairs on our head, he keeps them numbered. If he takes care of the sparrows, can't we have more of a consciousness that he is with us to the point where we actually talk to him about everything in our lives? It's such a simple thought. And I just, you know, as I thought about it, you know, there's so many things that we just kind of do out of habit. This is my life, Lord. I'll just put my day in your hands, okay, and I'm going to do my stuff. And it's not like we've got to, oh God, I've got to mumble words all the time. It's just, Lord, thank you for being with me. I'm looking to you to help me. Even as I get in the car and I go, I'm trusting you to guide my steps, trusting you to lead me. And just actually enjoy his presence. I think the truth of the matter is that the devil has so many ways of corrupting this simple idea. But he wants to make it a little bit fearful. I'm not so sure I want him with me everywhere. Is he going to really be happy with if I go here, if I do that, if I say this or do that? Do you think maybe God wants us to recognize who we are and why we're here and walk with him and be in tune with him rather than the world? That sounds so complicated, doesn't it? I mean, I just felt like the Lord drawing me to grow in this area. And it's not, we've said this so many times, it's not like you can come into an experience and suddenly, okay, now we're here and we got it and we know what to do. This is like a little child that just needs to grow up and learn and recognize I've got a Father who loves me. I've got a Father whose heart is for me to learn how to be the adult that I'm meant to be and not just play and do foolish things and do stuff that doesn't add to that. And yet he recognizes that, you know, I'm only 3 years old. I can't expect but so much, but yet he's working with me at that age and he's helping me to grow right there. And then if I get to be 6 or 8 or whatever, okay, now there's a little bit more expected and he's trying to teach me and help me to understand life. But the thing is, we are so tuned in to this life.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.